Well, now, would you like to discuss the question of whether they should cross the 38th parallel in Korea or not?
Well, my own feeling is that, and it's purely personal, and I haven't talked to any government authority about it, is that we should not ever have crossed the 38th parallel, and that we should not now cross it. Mm-hmm. That we should stay at the 38th parallel. That was where the aggression was committed. And when we reach that and are strong enough to prevent any assault on that line, I think then we should demand negotiations.
Supposing the demand for those negotiations is ignored.
Well, I think we should immediately begin, having stabilized our line, to move in to South Korea with the UN Commission and begin to rehabilitate that part of the country. And
perhaps, by example,
that will show the North Koreans that there are advantages to negotiate.
Wouldn't that be rather foolish in the event that China decided to again attack and send our troops back down the peninsula?
I said when we had fully stabilized, I meant when we were sure that we were where we could stay.
In other words, when we had a large enough concentration of troops and guns to be able to withstand any attack at the 38th parallel.
That's what my feeling would be.
That's going to take a rather large number of troops and machinery in order to ensure that an iron line can be created which cannot be violated.
Well, I think we could begin, and at least to demonstrate what our intentions were. And I think that news would spread because there are a great many North Korean refugees in South Korea today. And I think there would be the possibility, at least, everything you do in this world is a gamble. But I should think it would be a possibility that in that way you could bring about negotiation. And the sooner we bring that about, the better.
Well, there are military experts who have made the statement quite strongly in the public press that there's another reason that we shouldn't go beyond the 38th parallel. That if we are not going to reach in and hamper the supply lines of munitions and troops moving from China into North Korea, that we must hold at the 38th parallel in order to be able to prevent them from piling up a large force in opposition to our troops, maybe millions of men.
I know that. We have to have space in which to operate our Air Force. Or it's valueless to us.
That is correct.
And that's a
military tactical
situation, which naturally I should think would be taken into consideration.
Well, of course, you see, there's been a lot of confusion, and there are a great many people who advocate that as long as these troops are moving from China, that the United Nations troops have been violated and attacked by Chinese troops, whether they want to call them volunteers or not. The supplies are moving from China. That therefore we should move in and cross the 38th parallel and rehabilitate all of Korea, making sure by even going into China to stop the supply lines from moving up to the borders of Korea.
Well, after all, our original authority was in South Korea, and it was the aggression.
But I don't quite agree with you on that statement, because theoretically, the original authority
of the United Nations
was over all of Korea, with the understanding that Russia, as a member of the United Nations, was to administer the northern part north of the 38th parallel,
correct,
and the United States the southern part. Well, the Soviet Union ostensibly is still a member of the UN and should have no objections to a UN force taking over the entire country.
Well, we know quite well that that would not be so, because we know that what the Soviet Union did was to indoctrinate the North Koreans and to instigate on their part the same idea that the Soviets have, namely that people cannot be happy unless they are communists, and therefore, or that communism must spread throughout the world, and in order to do that, the North Koreans felt they must liberate the South Koreans by aggression. Now, we might just as well face the facts of this situation. If we, against their will, force the North Koreans to rehabilitation, we will perhaps meet resistance again. And I think our effort should be to give it where the people are prepared to take it, and where we have, where the United Nations has an accepted authority. When it comes, it undoubtedly has authority in North Korea, but it is not, as yet, an accepted authority. It should offer, and offer immediately, to send in its commission and to rehabilitate, just as it will rehabilitate in South Korea. But we started this discussion on the supposition that North Korea would refuse negotiation, and that China would not withdraw.